Good morning, brothers and sisters. God bless you. This is again Michael Langsvik speaking from Norway. And I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe and hope you're doing well. And we woke up again to a new day, new grace and new mercy that the Lord has given us. And for that I'm so thankful. Let us just start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your face today, Lord, this morning, and we just want to commit this day to you. Lay it into your hands and pray that you have your way and your will through our lives today. Help us to, Lord, deny ourselves and surrender our will, your under and into your will, Lord. Because that's what we want, Lord. That's our desire within us. Help us, Lord, to stay and bless each and every brother and sister that is listening. And I just pray that you'll be with us. Lord, we love you and we praise you. And we lay all things into your hands, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, it's good to be here again. I've been on a title or a thought, which has been my own testimony. Really because there's probably many people that don't know who this Michael, who is he? And what has he experienced? So I thought it would be just good to let people know who I am. And I hope people understand that it's not because of me, but it's because of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we testify about these things. You know, we're so blessed, and God is showing us so much grace for him to reveal himself to us, and we can encourage each other by sharing our testimony, and we want to give all the glory and all the honor to God. So I'm thankful that he revealed himself to me. And yesterday I was talking about my experience where I received the Holy Ghost, and what a change it was when the Holy Ghost came in and sealed us and gave us the guarantee, and also a change of motive in life. You know, it says also in John chapter 3, that is when the Gospel of John chapter 3, that's when Jesus met up with Nicodemus. But it says there that, let's see here, chapter 3. It says here, in verse 5, let's read. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." So it's pretty, when you read the words that Jesus says here, that unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. It tells us how important this is. It's something that we have to be filled with. to enter the kingdom of God. And it's just, I'm just so thankful. You know, when you read the Bible and you see how important the infilling of, or the sealing of the Holy Spirit into our lives is. And I pray that each and every one, as I also said yesterday, can search themselves and ask, Lord, am I filled with the Holy Spirit? And if not, then just pray eagerly to the Lord and don't hesitate to make sure, or wait until you're sure that the Lord has filled you with the Holy Spirit. And if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, God bless you and guide you, continue to guide you. It was surely a change of my life when that happened back in 2016. I remember the first, well, I say small experience, but you know, every experience in God is very, it's big. But I remember after this convention that we were at in Bloomington, at Tim McKay's church, where everything happened, I was going to go, eventually go home. And I remember this flight back home very, very fresh in mind, actually. Because when I was going to take the flight back home, I was traveling alone. And I, when I was sitting there up in the air, I thought, well, let's put on some Christian music. And you know, for me, thinking about that, it was new. But you know, the Lord has done something to me, and I thought, let's put on a Christian song. And I put on this song called "It Is Well." It is well with my soul. And as I put on the headset and I put on the noise canceling on the plane, I was sitting by this, yeah, he was a big guy. He was strong, he looked very muscly, and he was taller than me. And I was sitting by the window, and as I was listening to the song, "It Is Well With My Soul," I was looking outside the window. And while I was looking outside, I started looking at the clouds. I started to look out at the grass, at the mountains, at the trees. And it was so, so beautiful. And I remember I sat on that plane and I, while listening to the song, I just started crying. And you know, I didn't want to cry on that plane where I was sitting with this big guy besides of me. I felt a bit embarrassed, but you know, I couldn't hold it back, because suddenly I was allowed to see the beauty of God in His creation. You know, it's always been there. I've been living on this earth all my life. But suddenly, when your life changes and the Lord gives you a set of new eyes, and He gives you the ability to see Him in His creation, it was so beautiful. So as I was sitting there, I tried to hide myself a bit when I was sitting on that plane, because yeah, I felt embarrassed, which I didn't really have to, but it's just, you know, that's how we are, and that's how I was, of showing emotions. And I just remember that experience, because suddenly I could see God in a small straw of grass, and I can see the beauty of God in everything. And as I came home, I told you that when I were there, in the States, I had this eagerness to just come back home because where I was living, and it was a place that was not good for me. So of course, then I thought, well, I have to go to a place where I can grow in the best way possible. So I started to move back home, and from there, I moved back into my parents, and I started going to church every Wednesday and every Sunday, and it's been a process of growth over all these years after 2016. You know, I'm still young. You know, it happened 9 years ago. And it's when I say 9 years, it feels shorter, but 9 years has gone really fast. And he's been really working on my life, really been guiding me by his spirit. And for that, I'm so, so thankful. And I also want to share another experience, because, you know, as time goes on and you grow in the Lord, you know, I remember I had this hunger. I had this hunger for the Lord when I came back, and I just wanted to read. I wanted to read and feed myself with his word. And I was also reading in The Contenders of Brother Jackson. I also listened to many of the services of Brother Branham, and you know, having the Bible besides me. And you know, I've been going to church all my life, and I've been listening to the preachings that's been happening, but I haven't really been listening. You know, I were there and I heard expressions being said, but never really made the effort to understand, because I was just there. That's what it felt like. And I remember after this experience of receiving the Holy Ghost, and my life changed. I remember sitting down and I started to read in The Contenders and listening to many, many services. I remember specifically reading The Contenders and listening to the services about the 70 weeks of Daniel. And I remember reading it, and I saw that Brother Jackson, he used the history, the church history, and the Bible, and he put the things together. And I remember reading it, and I thought, what, Lord? Is this how it really is? Like, this is making sense. You can actually grasp this. Because before, everything was so up in space for me, you know, to grasp. You know, you hear about different teachings and doctrines, but you can't really grasp it. It's so far up there, and it's hard to take a hold of. And when I started reading that, and listening and putting myself to study the 70 weeks of Daniel, I realized that we actually are at the end time. We are at the end of time. You know, God has dealt with Israel for 69 weeks, and there's still a week left. But God gave grace to the Gentiles for this period of time that we're living in now, since the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and the day of Pentecost, and up until the day we live in today, we're living at the end of the dispensation of the Gentiles. And I was so, so amazed. And it did something to me, I have to say. Because, you know, it's so important to feed ourselves and figure out where are we at in time. Where are we? You know, we can believe in Jesus Christ. We can, you know, believe in Him. But then you can still be there, but not study the Word of God and see where you are at in time. But then you will just be there without really having a direction, having a path that God has really has for you in this day and hour. So to understand the day we are living in, it's such an important thing to live in this expectation and this desire to see God fulfilling His word. And the Daniel 70 weeks for me was a key point to understand where I was at. And I could understand who Brother Branham was. I could understand where I should put him and how he was a servant, a messenger of God, which pointed me to the time we are living in today. And brothers and sisters, it's closing in. The day is closing in. And I just pray that we continue to stay close to God, that we continue to pray for guidance and do His will until that day when He calls us home. And I recommend everyone that's listening and that doesn't know where we are in time, pray to the Lord that He may show you these things, because it helps us to become more stable in our walk, because we understand where we are at in time. We're not directionless, but we have a direction where the Lord wants us. And they had to realize that in the times of Jesus as well. They had to realize that the Messiah was there, that He suddenly was there, the one that they've been waiting for. Because, you know, the Jews and the Pharisees, you know, they were waiting for a Messiah. But they had their own thoughts, they had their own made up mind on how things were going to be. And they actually missed and crucified the Son of God, the Messiah. So the importance of knowing our own day, where we are at a time, is so important. So I just pray that this will be a blessing to you all. And may this day be committed to Him. So God bless you, and have a good day, brothers and sisters. Amen.